Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Economics of Strategy is a business and economics textbook by David Bisanko and co-authors David Dranove, Mark Shanley, and Scott Schaefer. It is designed to show how economic theory can be used to analyze strategic decisions inside firms and in competitive markets. Rather than treating strategy as a collection of slogans or isolated tools, the book connects core ideas from microeconomics, industrial organization, and the theory of the firm to practical managerial questions. Its subject matter includes firm boundaries, vertical integration, diversification, pricing rivalry, entry deterrence, commitment, and other topics central to strategic analysis. The book is widely used in undergraduate and graduate business education because it combines technical rigor with real-world applications and examples. Its purpose is to help readers understand why firms choose particular strategies, how market structure shapes those choices, and how managers can think more systematically about competitive advantage. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using economic theory to explain strategic choice. A central contribution of the book is its insistence that strategy should be analyzed through economic logic rather than intuition alone. The authors build strategy from foundational concepts such as incentives, trade-offs, opportunity cost, and market structure. This matters because many business decisions look distinct on the surface but share the same underlying economic problem. For example, a firm deciding whether to lower prices, enter a new market, or expand production capacity is often responding to the same forces of demand, rivalry, and commitment. The book uses this framework to show that strategy is not just about bold action, but about choosing actions that create value under realistic constraints. By grounding analysis in economics, the text helps readers identify what is truly driving performance and which strategic moves are likely to be sustainable rather than temporary. Secondly, firm boundaries and the economics of vertical integration. Another major theme is the question of where the firm should stop and the market should begin. The book examines vertical integration, outsourcing, and related boundary decisions through transaction cost economics and incentive analysis. These choices matter because coordinating activity inside the firm is not automatically superior to relying on external contracts. The text explains that firms integrate when doing so reduces holdup problems, improves coordination, protects investments, or supports better control over critical assets. At the same time, integration can create bureaucracy, weaken incentives, and raise costs. By presenting both benefits and drawbacks, the book avoids a simplistic view that bigger firms are always better. This topic is especially useful because it links abstract theory to concrete managerial questions about supply chains, manufacturing, distribution, and platform control. Readers learn that firm boundaries are strategic choices shaped by economics, not merely organizational tradition. Thirdly, competition, pricing, and strategic commitment. The book gives substantial attention to how firms compete when rivals can observe and respond to one another. Pricing rivalry, entry deterrence, and commitment are treated as strategic problems in which current actions affect future behavior. This perspective is important because firms often sacrifice short-term flexibility to influence the expectations of competitors. A credible commitment can discourage entry, stabilize competition, or shape bargaining power, but only if rivals believe the action is costly to reverse. The text uses economic reasoning to explain why some aggressive moves succeed while others fail, and why repeated interaction can make pricing more disciplined than one-time models would suggest. It also clarifies how the structure of the market changes the payoff from strategic behavior. This approach helps readers understand not just what firms do in competitive markets, but why timing, credibility, and anticipation are often more important than the action itself. Fourthly, diversification, synergy, and the logic of corporate scope. The book also addresses why firms expand into new businesses and when such expansion creates value. Diversification is analyzed through the lens of synergy, resource sharing, managerial incentives, and scope economies. This is a useful counterweight to the assumption that growth automatically improved performance. The authors show that entering a new market can make sense if the firm can transfer capabilities, use shared assets more efficiently, or reduce costs across activities. But diversification can also be driven by managerial empire building, or a desire to reduce risk in ways that do not benefit shareholders. By separating value-creating scope from value-destroying expansion, the book gives readers a disciplined way to assess acquisitions and corporate strategy. It is particularly strong in explaining why some multi-business firms outperform others, and why the source of synergy matters more than size alone. The result is a practical framework for evaluating corporate growth decisions with economic discipline. Lastly, applying industrial organization to real business cases and policy settings. A distinctive feature of the book is its connection between theory and empirical business reality. This makes the text especially valuable for students who need to see how market power, scale economies, information problems, and competitive dynamics work in practice. The book is also useful because it encourages readers to compare strategic behavior across industries rather than assuming one universal formula. In newer editions, the treatment extends to innovation, information disclosure, emerging economies, and data-rich competitive environments, showing that the framework remains relevant as markets change. This applied orientation distinguishes the book from more purely theoretical strategy texts. It offers a way to think rigorously about actual business decisions while staying attentive to the details that determine whether an idea works in the real world. In conclusion, Economics of Strategy is best suited for readers who want a serious economics-based understanding of business strategy. It is especially valuable for students in MBA, economics, finance, and management programs, as well as managers who want a more disciplined framework for thinking about competition, firm scope, and market entry. The book is not aimed at readers looking for quick advice or inspirational strategy formulas. Instead, it teaches how to reason through strategic decisions using incentives, costs, commitment, and market structure. That makes it intellectually useful for anyone who wants to understand why firms behave the way they do, and why some strategic choices create durable advantage while others fail. Compared with many strategy books, its main strength is its analytical clarity. It does not treat strategy as a collection of anecdotes. It treats it as an applied economic problem. That combination of rigor, accessibility, and practical relevance is what has made it a standard textbook in the field. If you would like to support David Bisonko, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.